Mike, this season, you guys have dealt with quite a few key injuries, quite a few guys going for their Olympic red shirts. So a lot of new faces on this roster, and still you guys are ranked 24th in the nation by Intermat. What does it mean to you to still have the success with all these guys that are not in the lineup?
I mean, it's just it just shows the depth of our program, for one. It shows how good, you know, the guys we have on our team are, you know, and it also shows the job that we're doing recruiting. You know, we're bringing in quality guys who can step up when they're called upon and can do big things. So you're seeing that this year with a lot of new faces, but we've known all along that they're, you know, great kids and great competitors, and that they'll be able to shine once they got a shot.
And one of those new guys who's really made a name for themselves this season is Jonathan Lowe, a freshman who has had a great start to his Cornell career. What makes him a special wrestler on the mat?
No, he's developed really nicely. You know, it's been a process with him, but he's you know, he's kind of shown the signs of the freshman curve there, where, you know, you struggle a bit at first in August, but you you know, continue to work hard, and you know, by the time February and March come around, you're wrestling really well. You have a lot of confidence. You know, and you're ready to win some big matches. So just seeing him develop has been great. And, you know, just I think what stands out most about him is just his ability to, you know, just keep coming. And that's something that he's really grown with him, is his ability to keep pushing and keep trying to score and, you know, wrestling from whistle to whistle, which is exactly what we want to see out of our guys.
Mm-hmm. And what's one match in particular that you look at this season and say that's what this team's made of?
I mean, there's been so many. I think the Rutgers duel was pretty neat because we had, you know, those guys out, but we also had Darmstadt and Womack out as well. So we had, you know, tons of new guys in there. But our guys fought hard and got some big wins, some big pins where we needed them, some big, you know, just some big sacrifices for the team too. You know, John Fagan only wrestling up a weight class, getting Tech Falls and not pinned, and, you know, us winning the match by 1 point. So, you know, I think that was a really great team effort, which is what we're looking for out of our squad.
Mm-hmm. And a big difference maker in that Rutgers match was Hunter Richard.
Absolutely.
He's been on a tear recently with 6 straight wins. So how do you like to see his turnaround this season, where it wasn't that great in the beginning, but now he's really coming into his own?
No, I mean, it's great. He's developed a lot of confidence. You know, when you're working hard in a room and you believe in your training, you believe in your coaches, you know you're prepared, it makes it easy for you to go out there and wrestle kind of carefree, right? Stress-free, and that's what he's doing. He's just doing a great job with his preparation. And then when the lights come on, he's showing up and he's wrestling his butt off. So that's exactly what we want to see out of our guys, really, you know, and use Hunter as an example of the way to prepare and then to go out there and compete like a fierce athlete.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to two-time All-American and Cornell assistant coach Mike Gray on the Cornell Big Red Wrestling Report, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. And I know you've been working with Yanni and Vito and on their Olympic journeys. So how great is it to see them still in the running for the Olympic trials?
No, it's great. I think, you know, their preparation is going well. Just got back from Siberia with Vito. We went over to Russia and wrestled in pretty much their national championship, the Euregan. It's a really tough tournament. So that was a great experience for us, and, you know, more importantly for Vito, and it exposed him a bit in some areas that he needs to get better at. So that's great. You know, he's got 2 months to get better in those positions. And then with Yanni, same thing, you know, 60 days now. So 2 months to prepare and get yourself ready and, you know, be able to give your best effort. And, you know, in the effort of trying to make the Olympic team, you know, that's the ultimate goal of an amateur wrestler, the Olympic Games. And, you know, these two kids being able to be in the trials is pretty special, let alone, you know, make the team, hopefully. So, you know, I think the biggest thing for them, though, is to continue to take it day by day and just put the effort in every workout, you know, and focus on every second of every workout and, you know, let the days turn into weeks and the weeks turn into months. That's kind of what we're looking at right now.
Absolutely. And one guy who came back from their Olympic redshirt early and unexpectedly was Andrew Berryessa due to injuries to the lineup. And he's picked up right where he's left off, 6-1, 4 falls, 1 major decision. What have you seen from him after his experience going for the Olympics?
I see a lot of maturity out of him. I think that his wrestling has matured because he's been, he's been to Poland, he's been to Sweden, right? He's been all over the place training and being exposed to world level wrestling, right? Granted, it's a different style, but it's world class wrestling. So now that he comes back to college, I think he's not making it more than it is. You know, it's a wrestling match. So he's going out there, he's wrestling in his positions, and he's doing really well. He's confident. He knows where he wants to be. He's protecting his legs very well, and he's getting to his positions to score. So, you know, I think maturity is the one thing, but also, you know, I think he's just seizing the opportunity more than anything. It's a great opportunity for him to step back in and do great, and that's kind of what he's pushing for. It's an exciting time.
And as I talk to these wrestlers throughout the season, a big theme has been confidence for all of them. And after those two huge matches against Brown and Harvard, where's the team's confidence level as the Ivy League season wraps up this weekend?
We're very confident and we're excited for this weekend. You know, this is the weekend where we can make it, 17 in a row and keep the streak alive. And, you know, our guys are aware of that and we're excited to, you know, get out there and scrap. We got, Penn on Saturday and then Princeton on Sunday and, we're ready to go. Our guys are feeling great. They're feeling fresh. And we're excited to go out there and just really just bring the matches to those guys. Just, you know, bring the heat, wrestle hard, whistle the whistle, and, wrestle with no fear and just take it to them.
We're talking to two-time All-American and Cornell assistant coach Mike Gray on the Cornell Big Red Wrestling Report, brought to you by Simmons Rockwell Cadillac GMC. And with all the success that's happening this year, next year, there's a whole lot of expectations happening with all the great freshmen and sophomores on this roster, all the guys returning from injury, the Olympic redshirts coming back. So where do you see this team going next year?
I mean, I think we're going to be really tough. We know that, but from there, you know, you don't want to make any predictions. You know, next year's next year. We got to prepare all preseason and advance and get better throughout the season, and then we'll figure out where we get there. But no doubt, we're going to have a talented lineup for sure. I think we'll have one of the most talented lineups in the country. But you know how we finish. We'll see. But I'm excited for that. But more importantly, it's important to focus on this year and not look down the road as a coach, for sure, you know, to make sure you're giving all your time and effort to the guys in this season. So that's kind of where we're at right now. But no, definitely, you know, for the Cornell wrestling staff, for the Cornell family, for the Cornell fans, you know, next year is going to be, you know, next year will be ushering one of those eras where we're really, really tough.
Mm-hmm. And last question before I let you go. You have about a month before the championships roll around, and where do you want to see this team grow in this final month of the season?
In the final month, I want to see us just continue to get better in all the positions we need to work on. And I think the biggest thing is just continue to build confidence. Continue to build confidence so we are at our best, you know, come the NCAA championships. A big part of the process is qualifying allocations for the conference for NCAAs. So if our guys continue to do what they've been doing, they're going to hopefully give the IWA more allocations, and that'll help us get more guys to nationals for sure. But the biggest thing at the end of the year is do not reinvent the wheel and just continue to grow in confidence and just continue to come together as a team and encourage each other to do great things.
Great. Thanks for coming on, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Go Big Red.